them and us moral snoutage. David Cameron was made a laughingstock after the latest revelation of the Tories' incredible moral hypocrisy. His alleged debauched past is back in the press after new claims about a drinking club initiation ceremony. He is said to have performed an intimate act with a dead pig. Cameron was one of the radically wealthy brats chosen for Oxford University's super elite dining societies. Tough initiates would reputedly smash, vomit and sexually assault their way through uni. After trashing and defiling lesser people and their property, they would simply fill out daddy's checkbook. Everyone makes mistakes when they're young. But if you're young and rich, you can buy your way out of it, and go on to run the country. If you're young and poor, you do time. A 23-year-old student was sent down for 6 months, after taking £3.50 worth of bottled water during the 2011 riots. Cameron's outrage at the immoral rioters was hugely hypocritical. And how does this compare to desperate media attempts to manufacture a sex scandal around left-winger Jeremy Corbyn? Most would see a brief relationship with a colleague after separating from his wife as acceptable. Repulsive secret pasts are meant to help bind top Tories together through mutually assured destruction. But Cameron could still scrape out of it. The destruction of capitalism's system of mayhem and inequality can't come soon enough. Fit to work. A coroner has decided that being wrongly found fit to work directly caused the death of mentally ill father. Thousands have died after being declared fit to work and forced off disability benefits. The government claims there is no causal link. Anyone who knows claimants will tell you this is wrong. It certainly was when this man tragically died by suicide. Crew cut. The heroic British Airways cabin crew saved 170 passengers from an aeroplane inferno in Las Vegas on the 9th of September. Senior crew at the airline face a pay cut of up to £9,000 a year. Quite the thank you. Meanwhile, Bay bosses are projecting over £1 billion in profit this year, with healthy payouts to shareholders and executives. Let's see them evacuate a metal tube full of kerosene. What we saw. Rob Williams, chair of the National Shop Stewards Network, got a mention in Parliament recently. Tory broadsheet The Daily Telegraph was virtually shaking in panic at trade unionists' response to the latest anti-union bill. Rob was quoted saying the victory yesterday by Jeremy Corbyn has changed everything. The vote we saw yesterday was a political revolution. We must build a mass movement against austerity and the anti-union laws. The message must be simple, Cameron, we are going to take you down. Your anti-union bill and your cuts, you're going down, because we are mobilizing against you. If this goes into law, we want mass coordinated strike action. Tory MP John Redwood slammed Rob for daring to stand up to the super rich. Shortly after, Rob was invited onto the Daily Politics show above to defend the unions. See Rob on the Daily Politics show at bbc.in web link IWGC around 30 minutes and £0.47 million. Amount spent by Conservative Council and Torbay, Devon, on social housing, 2013 to 2015 £2.35 million. Amount that council spent on beach huts in the same period,